Good afternoon, and welcome to your journey to freedom. I'm your host, Evangelist Patricia Farrell, and I'm grateful to have my husband, my best friend, Evan, in the studio with me today.
Hello, everyone.
Many of you have been listening each week, and we would like to take the time to say thank you for listening. We've had so many wonderful guests on the show since we started. We've have discussed many interesting topics. We want to continue to be a blessing to our listening audience. So we would like for you to continue to send in your questions, comments, and personal testimonies. Promise is a simple word that means so much. When you make a promise, you give your word, you will do what you say. And today I'm excited about my special guest, Ms. Beth Jones. Today's topic is promises. God, our faithful promise keeper. I'm going to introduce my guest. Beth Jones is an international speaker, author, and coach. She's the wife of 21 years to Ray Jones and a mom of three beautiful daughters. She resides in the Kansas City, Missouri area. Beth is a member of National Association of Christian Women Entrepreneurs. Her mission is equipping women to use their gift for God, doing what they love and prospering in all areas of life. Beth is the author of several books, just to name a few. 3 P's, Power, Prayer, and Purpose. Bahama Mama, When God Uses Ordinary Women in an Extraordinary Way. Her newest book, Promises in the Dark, One Woman's Search for Authentic Love, was released on June 30th, 2014. Beth has a deep thirst to learn and grow in her daily relationship with God. Welcome to the show, Beth.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm fine. Thank you. I'm just so excited to have you on the show today.
Me too.
Now, today, Beth, today's topic is standing on the promises of God. It's talking about promises, God being a faithful promise keeper. Now, and I've read your bio, and I've read some things about your book, and in one of your books, you mentioned that, in one of your books, in Promises in the Dark, you mentioned that the world promise you so much and leave you empty. They promise success, money, sex, alcohol, education, and the list goes on and on. Would you elaborate a little bit more on what you're meaning in that on that part?
Yes, ma'am. I just believe that we are all created for a purpose, that we were made by God.
Yes.
And for a lot of us, we're searching for meaning in our lives. We're searching for significance.
Yes.
And a lot of times we will turn to the world, things in the world, to fill up that hole that is inside of us.
Yes.
And actually, only God and His love can fulfill that hole, can fill up that hole inside of us. And actually, only God can fulfill the promises to us that are in His Word. We look to the world so much, mm-hmm. and yet we often come up empty.
That is so true, because it's just a facade, pretty much, just to fulfill some empty void in our life, and we're searching and searching. But I really believe, Beth, once we get in a relationship with God, He fills, as you said, that empty void in us. And we're no longer hungering, because the Bible tells us he who hunger and thirst after righteousness, and it, meaning God as well, because He is righteous, we shall be filled. And we don't have to go hungering and getting ourselves involved with the things of the world, the things that Satan himself wants us to get involved with. Now, in your bio, you mentioned that you're a woman who was searching for authentic love. So I would like for you, if you don't mind, to transparently share your painful journey, you know, of your childhood abuse and abortions and adulterous relationship. Would you share that with us, please? Because the purpose of this radio talk show is to help others who've been through maybe abuse in their lives, who've gone through depression, who've gone through painful past and hurt and feels and failures. So if you transparently share your painful past with us, your journey.
Yes, ma'am. I did not grow up in a Christian home. I grew up in a what I call a very religious home.
Okay.
Where we went to church every Sunday. But there was a secret life behind all that, and that was childhood abuse.
Mm-hmm.
From a very early age, I was sexually abused. I was physically abused. up until the time that I left home and I ran away with my high school sweetheart. Mm-hmm. That marriage did not last very long because we didn't understand about covenant and we mm-hmm. didn't understand about commitment
yes.
to each other and to God. And after that marriage, for about a decade, I was trying to seek love through other relationships. And during that 10 years, I became pregnant 3 different times by different men.
Mm-hmm.
I chose to have an abortion. Now, please understand that I was already a Christian by that time. So when I had these abortions, I had already been saved.
Okay.
But I bought that lie and that deception that was the answer to what I considered a problem. And I had 3 abortions. After that, I found a post-abortion Bible study, and I discovered that abortion is not the unforgivable sin.
That's true.
That God can and He will forgive abortion. He will also forgive all those relationships that are immoral sexually. God is a good and faithful and loving God, and no matter what the listeners has done, he or she can know that God is a God of love and grace and mercy, and that He will forgive sin. And He can actually turn things around in your life, things you have done in the past that are bad, that are sinful. He can turn all that around for His glory and use that.
Yes, true.
I've had an opportunity as a speaker many times to minister to women that have been sexually abused in childhood, that were physically abused, that have had abortions, that have committed adultery,
okay.
and I've been able to share that good news with them, that they can be forgiven, and then God can use them in their gifts for His glory.
Yeah, because going back with the word and the word of God, it tells us in 1 John 1:9, I believe, it said, confess your sins, and He's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And it's just so amazing that we talked last week, our topic was on forgiveness, and we talk about how the Lord throws our sin in the sea of forgiveness and remember them no more. Not that He doesn't remember them in a sense that because of His memory, because He's omniscient, He knows all things, but He doesn't allow those things to affect us and hinder His love for us, because God is an unconditional, He has unconditional love for us. So we're here, as you were saying earlier to our listeners, regardless of what you've done, where you've fallen along the way, or whatever you've gotten yourself involved in, God is still a God of the second chance, and the third chance, and many, many other chances after that. He's a God of love. He's a God of forgiveness. He's a God of patience. You know, that's the kind of God we serve.
That's right.
So regardless of what you've done, He's still able to forgive you. He's able to continue to love you in spite of where you are. He's able to cleanse us, make us meet for His use, and still continue to go on loving us, and never nothing is being said about it. Like we sometimes, when we know people have faults and sin and failures or whatever in their lives, we want to continue to remind them of those things. We say, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget, you know, that type of thing. And we're constantly holding grudges, and we're constantly reminding the person of what they've done in the past. We're constantly bringing their past back up to them so that they can't go on with their future. But God is not that kind of God. He said, well, you've done it, you repented from it, you've turned from it, and now I'm ready to cleanse you and let you go on with your life, a free, victorious life.
That's right. And nothing takes Him by surprise. God already knows what's going to happen.
That's true.
And it does not take Him by surprise. And He wants to use us. He knows that we are just clay vessels.
Yes.
And He is able to deposit His Spirit inside of us and use us. You know, if we didn't mess up, we wouldn't need God.
That's
that
true.
That is why we need Jesus.
That's true.
And He's able to take us and use us just as we are for His glory.
And I often say this to people all the time, Beth. I say, we don't get good to get God. We get God to get good, you know?
Yep.
We always, it takes a loving God, it takes a holy God to get us to where we need to be. And He's that the example, He's that perfect example for us to mock, to strive to be like. Now, Beth, how did all this you just talked about, your past, your painful past, your journey, your childhood, the things you've gone through, how did all these things affect you emotionally, physically, psychologically, spiritual? How did they affect you?
I believe that my childhood sexual and physical abuse affected every area of my life.
Okay.
It has affected my whole life. I'm now 52 years old. And I believe it especially affected the relationships that I've had with men. This is my third marriage.
Okay.
And I believe if it was not for my childhood abuse, my marriage today would be very different. It caused me a lot of rejection issues. It caused me deep pain. It caused me to mistrust authority.
Okay.
And it's just affected my whole life. It's caused me to be overprotective of my own children.
Okay.
And I had a lot of problems with depression.
Okay.
I had a lot of problems with anxiety, fear, panic attacks, low self-worth, all of those things.
Okay.
And God's had to do a process of healing in my life, and I believe He'll continue that process of healing throughout my whole life. But He's had to do a lot of healing in my life to heal me from that past abuse and let me know that He loves me, He cherishes me, and that He sees me as very different, that He sees me as valuable and
yes.
worthy of love.
Yes, that's so true. So we're saying nothing we can do that can hinder us, stop God from loving us. Now, I noticed one place you also said in your book, you say, my strong faith in Jesus sustained you through your fierce storms.
Yes. Yes, God is my everything. Acts 17:28 says, in Him we live and move and have our being. And God is everything to me, and He is my healer, my restorer,
yes.
my savior, my deliverer. And I owe everything to God in my life. He is amazing. In fact, I did not even know you, Patricia,
okay.
and God led you to me to
yes.
ask me to be on the show today. That's how God works.
Yes.
He uses the most unlikely of people, and He does things in amazing ways.
And I'm so grateful to have met you, you know, to share it, because so many people are out there, Beth, who have experienced the things you've gone through. They're experiencing those things, and they don't know how to come out of their struggling with abuse. They're struggling with drugs. They're struggling with alcohol. They're struggling with addictions. They're struggling with the painful past things that have hurt them and the promises that people make, because we're talking about promises. And God is that faithful promise keeper. And a promise is something that someone has made to you and just didn't come through with it. And they've been disappointed. They've been hurt. And we have a lot of hurting people out there, a lot of abused people. They may not have been abused sexually, but emotionally, mentally, psychologically, they've been abused. And we're talking to people today. If you're listening, Beth is sharing her testimony, letting you know, yes, I've been through these situations. I've been through all the things that you just heard her talk about. But God is delivered. We can say, but God, in His awesomeness, in His love, in His patience, in His kindness, has turned things around for her. So Beth, now that your life has been turned around, are you experiencing the abundance of God in your life now?
Yes, I believe that God is continuing to teach me and heal me and deliver me, and that He's got so much more ahead for me. But I also believe that for everyone
yes.
listening right now, that God has a purpose for your life.
Yes.
That He created you for a purpose. God told Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1:4-5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations.
Yes, yes.
And God has a purpose for you, even before you were in your mother's womb.
Yes.
He had a plan for your life. He doesn't care what is in the past.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus wipes that away. And as for tomorrow, God is already there, so you don't have to worry about tomorrow. God is right here now with you, and He wants to use you in a great way. He created you in your mother's womb
yes.
for a plan, a purpose, and a great destiny, and you can have that abundant life through Him, through that relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes, and the scripture tells us, the thief come but to kill, to steal, and destroy, but I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He wants to give us that abundant life. And one of my most favorite passages, Beth, as you were talking about, God has a purpose for our lives, is Romans 8:28. And I talk about it probably every time I talk on this talk show, because I want people to know that regardless of what you've gone through, what you're facing, God has a purpose for everything that goes on in his children's life. And it says Romans 8:28, and it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. It's working together. All the things you've gone through. And as I said about myself, I don't think there would have been your Journey to Freedom talk show. I don't think you have been able to go forth in ministry and write all the books that you've written hadn't you experienced all the adversities and the pain and all the agonies and all the things you had to go through. Hadn't you gone through what you're going through. For God, turn it around. All the mess, many times I tell people, and He turns around and makes a message out of it. All the tests. You don't have a testimony without a test. So the first four letters, test, is for a testimony.
In 1989, I was in Olathe, Kansas, in my little apartment, and I was suicidally depressed, and I didn't want to live another day. And I opened up the Bible, and it fell on Isaiah 61, which says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor.
Yes.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." And I looked at that, and I thought, God, how can this be? And God spoke to me. He said, "Beth, this is what I have for your life. This is your calling."
Yes.
And I said, "God, how can I set captives free when I'm a captive?"
Yes.
"When I'm suicidal." And yet, fast forward many years, and God has done incredible healing in my life. And today, that word has come to pass in my life.
Praise God.
God has used me to minister to captives to help set them free because of his healing power in my life.
And I'll think about that, and some, my testimony is similar to yours, Beth, you know, because there have been times in my life, and I'm like, God spoke to me months and months ago, and he said to me, "You're going to be touching people all over the world." And I said to God, I said, "God, how will I touch people's lives all over the world, and I'm just in one place, right here in Florida? But I'm touching lives because, Beth, with you being in Missouri where you are, I've talked to people in California and Ohio and just Nevada, all over the globe, and they're sharing their testimony. And God said, this is how I was going to do it." You don't understand. Many times we don't understand the hand and plan of God. And I began to cry to God. I said, "Lord, I know there's more for my life than just going to church week after week and going back home." And I felt like I was dying inside. I was hungering and thirsting for more. And I knew there was more, and God was requiring more of me. And I began to inquire of the Lord. I said, "Lord, what is your purpose for me here on this earth? What would you have me to do?" And the Lord began to say to me, "It's time to give birth to your promise." God has promised us some things, Beth. And until we go through situations, we will not be perfected in that ministry, in that area of work that God wants us to do. So God allows us to go through things many times, hardships and pain and suffering and a bad childhood life, just to perfect ministry in us.
That's right. In fact, it says in Luke 12:48, "To whom much is given, much is required."
That's true.
So if you've gone through a lot, if the listeners have gone through a lot in their life, if they feel like they've gone through fire, that's because God is preparing you for something great.
Yes, that's so true. And like I often say, it would not be your journey to freedom. And when we surrender our dreams in exchange for God's purpose and plan, he's able to redeem the pieces of our broken dreams and form them into something we could never have imagined. God will take our broken dreams, our shattered dreams, and turn them around, and he will make things something powerful and something great out of those things that we could not even begin to imagine he could do. He's able to perform and perfect his perfect will in our lives. That's the kind of God that we serve. I like Jeremiah chapter 29, verse number 11, and it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." That's powerful to me. He knows our thoughts. He knows what we're going to go through. As you said earlier, even before we were born, God knew the life we would travel, the journey and the path that we would travel. And he said he has thoughts of peace and not of evil to give us an expected end. And I like that about the Lord. Now, Beth,
one of my favorite scriptures.
I love that. I love that particular scripture. Now, Satan does not want us to live a victorious and holy and free and abundant life. His goal is to keep as many strongholds standing in our path and our lives. And he wants to prevent the power of God from operating or having free course on our lives. And I know that's one of your missions. Your mission is to help women, and I think men alike, can help men alike to know their places in God, to use their gift to God's glory. Would you want to share something more about your mission that God had given to you?
Yes, because of everything I've been through, and I had actually a pastor who did not believe in me, who did not believe I was supposed to be using my gifts of speaking and my gift of writing. And yet God is the one that called me. God is the one that chose me. And I began to walk on this journey where I was discovering about the spiritual gifts, and those are found in Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, and Ephesians 4. You can learn more about the spiritual gifts.
Yes.
My mission is to equip women to use their gifts for God, doing what they love and prospering in all areas of their life. I love to see women fulfilling the purpose of God in their lives, especially those who have been very hurt.
Yes.
Who have been actually hurt by leaders and parents and,
yes,
and teachers, and help them to come fully into the purpose that God has called them to. I love seeing that. I'm very passionate about that.
Yes. Because there are times people feel like, you know, this is the end of my life. I was talking with a young lady. She's had two children out of wedlock. And she said, oh, this is the end of my life. I will never be able to reach my dreams. And I began to sit down and talk with her. I say, what are your dreams? What are your goals? What are things you want to do for God? And she began to tell me, I say, young lady, I say, God can still use you. And in fact, he can use your two children that you had out of wedlock to help perfect ministry that he called you to do. God will take that same thing and help, let it be a help to you. Your children can be a blessing to you in ministry. And I like to encourage people who feel like the life is over. It's no more life for me. This is just the end. And I often say this, it's not over until God says it's over. God can turn your life around. If you listen to me, I don't care what you've done. God can turn your life around and make you fit for his use, for his kingdom, for kingdom work. There's a place in life. There's a place in the kingdom of God for you. You just confess your sins, repent from them, accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. He wants to make you a born-again believer because the Bible tells us, therefore whom the Son has made free is free indeed. We're no longer bound. We're no longer with the clutches of Satan. We don't have to be under bondage anymore. God wants to free us. He wants to loose us from the bondage of Satan and go on moving forth into the great ministry and the great work that he's called us to do. And I'm sure, Beth, looking back in retrospect, you can probably see all of your challenges and all obstacles of just stepping stone to perfecting God's plan in your life and his purpose in your life.
Yes, the very things that have caused me the most pain are the things that God uses the most in my life.
Yes.
The childhood abuse, the abortion, the adulterous relationships, all my sins, all my fallings, my failings, that is what God has used and he redeemed. And that is what he turns around and he uses that to minister to other people that need to hear that message of hope of it's not too late.
Yes.
God can even use me.
Yes.
God uses the most unlikely of people for his glory.
That's true. Because we have that testimony. Who better knows it than a person who walked down that path? You see? I know what God can do. I talk to people all the time about prescription drugs. I'm a survivor and a mighty conqueror of prescription drug abuse. And God turned me around. And I said over and over and over again how I was on my way to the psychiatric ward. And they said, we can't do anything else. We just kind of put you away. And God said, not so. And I began to dwell on that scripture, I shall live and not die, to declare the work of the Lord. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I know I have something to say for God. And people would ask me, well, what do you have to say so much on a talk show? I have a story to tell. I have a story to tell. I'm almost like the woman at the Samaritan woman at the well. Come see a man. I know who God is. I know what he can do. I know he can turn your whole life around. And you'll be a new creature in him, a new person. Your desires will be different. Your mindset will be changed. Your life will be changed. And you'll go to work for him. You'll change partners. You want to do more for God. And I'm like, God, I can't seem to be able to do enough for you. But I'm a witness for him. To come see a man. He's one that can deliver you. He's a healer. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. He's all of that and more.
Yes, he is. And you know, one thing that the listeners need to keep in mind is that it doesn't matter what other people say about you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, the lack of support, the greatest criticism will come from those that are around you.
Yes.
Your family, your
yes.
even your spiritual leaders, your pastor. It doesn't matter what they say about you. It doesn't matter what they think about you. All that matters is what God says
about you,
what his word says about you, and what his plan and purpose is for your life.
Yes.
I have been criticized and misjudged by leaders and other people, attacked by people in my life, that it has taught me to keep my eyes on God and to say, God, what do you say about me? And to
yes.
see his will and his purpose for my life.
Yes. And the Bible tells us we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And that lets me know I didn't get to where I am on my own. I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. I am who I am through Jesus Christ. In him I live, move, and have my being. Now, Beth, you've written several books. We're getting close to the time. We talked about the different types of book you've written. But I want to spotlight the newest book. And that book was written, and the way I'm saying it is because of the time we're doing. The show won't air until down the road. But it would have been released by June 30th. Promises in the Dark, One Woman's Search for Authentic Love. Now, what is your message you're trying to convey to your readers in that particular book? And that's your newest book, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's coming out this month. I'm very excited about it. Right now it's at the formatter. She's formatting the manuscript for me.
Okay.
Beautiful cover. I can't wait for it to come out. But it's about God's promises.
Okay.
And a lot of times the world will give you promises like drugs, alcohol, sex. It promises you material success, all kind of things. And a lot of times it will come up empty. It will leave you empty. But God's promises are always true.
Yes.
He is always faithful, and his promises are for real and forever.
So that book will be out?
Yes, ma'am. It's coming out this month.
Okay. So with that in mind, what are some other things you're doing, preparing to do, you know, some of your future goals?
Right now, my goal is this book, Promises in the Door. That is my main thing that I'm focusing on right now, to get that published. I am also right now doing a writing boot camp for 4 weeks throughout the month of June.
Okay.
So I'm very focused on that. I've got 19 students in that class, aspiring authors.
Excellent.
That they have been wanting to write a book for years, and they've never done it. They've been afraid, and I'm encouraging them to write that book.
Okay.
Get that message out there, that
yes.
message that God has put in their hearts. And my next big project is having a live event in Overland Park, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on Cinderella, The Power of Shoes, about walking in your purpose. And that's coming up in probably July or August.
Okay. So though that's around July and August. Now, Beth, you're doing an outstanding job. You're very self-motivated. And I just appreciate God using you, how he's using you to help others. How can you be contacted? What is your contact information? Give us your contact information. How they can contact you, maybe to book you, to speak, to get information about your book. Give us some information as to how they can contact you.
Yes, ma'am. I love speaking. I love encouraging God's daughters to fulfill their purpose. So they can go to my website at www.bethjones.net.
Okay.
There is a contact page at that website to contact me about speaking. I would love to speak at your women's event, your women's conference. Or they can email me at elizabethdjones@gmail.com.
Okay. Now, and thank you for the information. We're almost out of time. What are your parting words or thoughts you would like to leave with the listeners?
I want to tell you that God loves you. That is the main thing, that you know how much God loves you, that he has a plan and a purpose for your life. Don't feel like you can't be used by God, because God wants to use you in a great and mighty way.
Yes.
And one thing you can know in your heart, that you can know you know this, is that God's promises are faithful, that he is true, and that he is so worthy of our praise and our worship.
Yes, and I totally agree wholeheartedly that God's promises are true. And I would like to close with a quote. I don't know the author's name, but it says, "People with good intentions make promises, but people with good character keep them." So I would just like to say to our listening audience, continue to walk in the promises of God and be all that he's called you to be. Beth, you've done an outstanding job. Thank you for being a guest on the show, and I wish you well and pray God's blessings on all of your endeavors.
Thank you, Patricia, so much for having me here. I pray the same for you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you all for tuning in. Tune in next time and discover true freedom for yourself. God bless you.